Well, here we are. We made it. Well, here we are. We made it.
The Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
Do you swear to tell the truth? The whole truth? To nothing but the truth?
You want answers? You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Was that our boss with the, we made it?
And welcome to a Wednesday that feels like a Friday.
I am your host, Justin Clark.
Protecting you from the hypocrisy throughout America.
Take another program.
You know, I listened to Beth the Realtor from Vieira. I think today's all about being thankful.
Here's what I'm not going to talk about. I'm not going to talk about Kyle Rittenhouse. I'm not going to talk about Dr. Fauci. I'm not going to talk about Andrew Cuomo. I'm not going to talk about anything really newsworthy. I'm not. I'm going to talk about why I love you, why I love you. I think my mother might even call in hour number two. I would hope you would call me and tell me about what you're thankful for. That's what we're going to do today. I'm telling you, that is the program today. God, I'm feeling like nostalgic and I'm feeling in love with you today. I am. Think about it. I come in here every single day and essentially you are like my kind of best friend. And that's what I want to deal with today. And then I'm sure I'll get off topic and we'll go crazy, whatever. But that's what I want to deal with. Housekeeping before we begin. I will be taking your thankful phone calls and text messages at 321-339-1055. Download the Florida Man Radio app and listen to us right there around the world, including all past shows podcast style. However, we have a live and actual radio show this morning, and it's going to be a good one. We're going to have a lot of fun. But for I can't do it without the team. Seriously? One member of the team is actually leaving already. Did we offend you? Michaela is here, literally got out of her seat. Keep the music rolling, because I got to figure out what's going on here. A Niceville, Florida hoodie. Now back in her seat.
Thank you.
Leather brown pants. Michaela is here. Hello, Michaela.
Hi, Justin. And Lurch.
Directly in front of me, red t-shirt. Again, one that I've seen a million times, even before his military service. Lurch is here.
Greetings. Greetings. What and now, like it's time for the opening statement. This should be interesting.
Hold up. You're showing me your phone. Stevie's already mad.
I got a message.
From Stevie? Yeah.
So anyway, what did it say?
Here's the deal. So we have a boss. His name is Stevie. We love him. And he's actually on the other side of the wall.
He's wearing an amazing sweater.
And he has a really... No, you were just kissing ass.
No, I wasn't. I genuinely wanted to know. Stevie, if you're going to text, can you text him where you got that sweater? Because I think that would make a good gift for someone.
So anyway, you know in my regular life, I don't have any bosses. I am the boss. However, when I come into the radio station, I have like, I don't know, 10, 12 bosses, something like that. One of them's named Stevie. He's our program director. Kind of my immediate boss, I would say.
Yeah.
And literally his office is directly on the other side of this drywall.
Stevie's a man.
And he's cool. But no, he walked in earlier to say, have a great show, guys. Like, you know, pretty normal. Mm-hmm. And Michaela says, hey, that's a great sweater. I was like, you're full of
You know, it's really
crap.
Funny. What? Maybe I'll have a conversation with Stevie because you still haven't met with me regarding everything.
Some Hollister.
We're still talking about your contractual negotiations.
What, Hollister is awesome. Yeah, we are talking about my contractual.
All right, so anyway. At the beginning
I'll
of the show,
talk with you soon, Stevie, not Justin.
At the beginning of the show, you played a Stevie clip. What was that?
Played this.
All right.
Well, here we are. We made it.
What is that?
Oh, I guess apparently really is what he says on Fridays. Really and
what do you mean that's what he says on Fridays?
When he voice
here
tracks.
We are. We made it.
Oh, Stevie. I love you, buddy. But please explain this to me. How did this become a thing for us?
Well, I don't know. I guess it happened while I was away.
And so he'll go into... So we have a sister station here where from our flagship station, our flagship studio in Maitland, Florida. And our sister station here is 103.1 The Wolf, a country station. And is he on the air there? Or what does he do?
He'll voice track here and there. So like he'll go on the air.
And so he does a Hey, we made it. All right.
I think it's awesome. I liked it. It's very motivational.
Yeah.
And I guess they use it on the Wolf.
And like, to make fun of it? Kind of like bust balls?
Yep,
or,
and then Shane loved it. So.
And he hates it. Yeah. Can we play it again just one time?
Well, here we are. We made it.
Wow. It's Thanksgiving. We made it. Oh, my God. Hey, everybody. Woo-wee. It is that most wonderful time of the year. Michaela, welcome to the Christmas Carol podcast, everybody. We made it. Go ahead.
I have nothing.
I need you to say we made it.
We made it.
No, no. Like, with some energy.
Oh, my God. Okay. Here we are. We made it.
Wow, I like that. Lurch.
Here we are. We made it.
Everybody, welcome to the Christmas Carol podcast. It's pre-Thanksgiving Day. We love it, and we made it. Woo! Yes.
Well, here we are. We made it.
This is my favorite show we've ever done. It really is. And now, by the way, and Stevie, if you're listening, now, you might be voice tracking, here we are, we made it for next Friday for the Wolf. I don't know. So maybe you're not listening. Let me tell you something. Here's what I'm thankful for today. I am so thankful for the fact that Lurch has your voice track of saying, here we are, we've made it. I'm so thankful. That's what I'm thankful for. I don't care about pecan pie. I don't care about cranberry sauce. I don't care about it. I care about nothing other than that. This is all I care about.
Well, here we are. We made it.
Woo-wee. Everybody, welcome to the Christmas Carol podcast with our boss, Stevie.
Well, here we are. We made it.
You can't make this stuff up, can you? By the way, it's a little too early, I think, for like Christmas decorations or Christmas Carol podcast, but hey, when here we are, we've made it, comes into your lexicon. It's never too early, guys. Here we are.
Here we are. We made it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, let's get a Kyle Rittenhouse.
I thought we just said we weren't discussing that.
You're right.
Moving
here
on.
Here we are. We've made it.
Yeah, continue with that bit.
Oh. How did you find this? How did this come? Someone must have come to you this morning. Chad.
Chad. Yeah.
Let's just be honest. And Stevie's Chad's boss, too. So Chad comes to you this morning and says, hey, our boss.
Because I guess he played it in there. And I was like, what was that? And then he told me, oh, you weren't here for this. And then he gave me the lowdown.
What was that?
And then I said, can you send it to me, please?
Here we are. We made it. Oh, God. Stevie's texting. Let's go to your text messages. I'm probably effing in trouble
now. We're screwed.
But let me tell you, Stevie, before I read your message, and I have not read it yet.
We're screwed.
I want to be very, very clear about something.
Or I'm screwed.
Lurch brought this to me. What am I supposed to do with this? I can't ignore it. I can't. But this was not me like rolling through the Wolf studio and be like, oh, what was that? I want to play that on my show. This was Lurch, your little boy Lurch, who's like your dude boy who will do whatever you say, including post stuff on social media. Mm-hmm. He comes to me and right before the show, he's like, listen to this, Justin. And I'm like, go ahead.
Here we are. We made it.
He said, listen to this, Justin. And then Stevie, I know you're my boss. I do. I get it. Like, you could fire me like in a heartbeat. But my responsibility to you is to entertain people. And then when my producer brings.
Well, here we are. We made it.
That to me, I have no choice. I am contractually obligated to deal with that. I just am. Right? I mean, do you guys agree?
Yeah,
I agree. It's part of my contract.
Like, how could you not?
Yes. So Stevie, there's one person to blame, and the name is not Justin.
It's Chad.
No, well, it's Chad.
Yeah, because if you're going to bring it to me,
only blame yourself.
I mean, it's I'm going to have to bring
yes,
it to you.
Right. Now, I would be mad at you if you didn't bring that to me. I would.
See?
At the end of the day. So, Stevie, whose fault is it? I don't know. So, here's the deal, Steve.
He said it, so therefore.
And by the way, I was talking to Stevie's girl the other day. Mm-hmm. At the Stogies event. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea. She comes up to me and she's like, I just want to let you know I listen to your show almost every day. I love your show. I was like, that's effing sweet, man. Thank you. I had no idea.
Man, bro. Dude.
Bro. Okay, bro. Stevie checks in. Hello, Stevie. And just for your opening statement, live show for you tomorrow.
Ah, okay. Damn.
Yeah, no problem. I'll do it. Can I bar with a Comrex, please?
He's doing it by himself. I'm doing the turkey trot.
Is that a 5K?
It is a 5K.
Oh, God. You're going to walk. She's taking her wheelchair to the 5K.
Where
I'm
at?
Taking my dog.
Uh-huh.
And maybe a mimosa.
Richard checks in. Oh, yeah. Mimosa's definite. Richard is here. Hello, Richard. I love you guys. I am thankful for you. That's very sweet, Richard. I love you.
What a pal.
Henry's here. Hello, Henry. Good morning, gang. I am thankful I have you to listen to on the radio. Happy Thanksgiving. Very sweet. I love you too, Henry. Bill is here. Greetings, everybody. We made it. Rich B is here. This has been an awesome last show. LOL. We might get fired.
Yeah.
Now, I got to tell you something.
I can't get fired.
No, no.
Because I don't have a contract.
Oh, God. She doesn't exist.
But he would be a good day to get fired. If I was going to fire someone, like especially on a radio show, today would be a great day because we have Thursday, Friday off. I mean, if we're going to get fired today,
we have Friday off.
Stevie, when you fire Justin, just get me.
So you're gonna host the show.
Yeah.
That means you have to get here three minutes before the show starts.
Yeah.
Are you prepared for that?
Yeah, I'm 100% prepared.
No. Like literally, if you host a show, you have to actually come in and prep.
Yeah.
So you can't come in. The show starts at 10 a.m. East Coast.
I have this crazy thing called I have a printer.
Oh.
And I could do it on my own time. Not necessarily. Yeah,
no. I don't think it works that way. I think you have to prep for your show in at least the same vicinity of where you're doing the show.
The thing is, she's going to arrive and say,
well, here we are. We made it.
You're not wrong. That's 100% what I would say.
Here we are. We made it.
And by we, I mean me.
Ah, here we are. I got a printer. My house. I'm going to do show prep in my house. Unbelievable. Here's what I'd like to hear from you today. And I got to tell you something. What's her face? The realtor. Beth the realtor.
Nice. In Vieira.
Nice. Has been texting me all week saying, stop with this negativity. It's Thanksgiving week.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, F you. I mean, in a nice way, yes. Lurch.
I know, in a nice way.
But I said in a nice way.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know you're trying to defend me or whatever. I love Beth. She's great. I was in a nice way. I was saying, I don't want to talk. I got to do a show. I'm not going to sit around talking about pecan pie for 2 hours. But she made me think that maybe today is a day that instead of being an ass, maybe I'm nice and thankful today. But what does Stevie think?
Well, here we are. We made it.
See, we made it to me being nice. And I think that today is the day that we're all nice to each other. We don't talk crap. We don't fight. You don't even bust my balls.
Okay.
That's not happening.
We'll be nice.
We be nice to each other
Nice-ish.
Today. For one day. But there are a couple of things I want to start the show with, and I want to be very clear about a few things. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Number one. This, for me personally, is by far and away the weirdest Thanksgiving I've had in a decade. Mm. Okay? I have a daughter who's 9. I have a daughter who's 3. Every single year of the last decade, I have gotten in my car on like the Saturday before Thanksgiving. So last Saturday.
Yeah.
And I've driven to Atlanta or the Atlanta area. And I've gotten in one of those crappy hotels where you get the breakfast with downstairs and you have
Why is that a crappy hotel? I love those.
It's not crappy, but it's not like the Ritz-Carlton.
Okay.
One of those roadside hotels. You know what I'm talking about.
Like a Hyatt?
The ones that where you go downstairs in the morning.
Amen.
The ones where you go downstairs in the morning and you put the pancake mix, the waffle mix, and you flip it around.
Home 2?
Something like that. Whatever. You're annoying me.
Marriott?
Uh-huh. No, it's not a Marriott. You know what I'm talking about. They have inside doors, not outside doors, but it's not super nice either.
It's like a Hilton.
No, it's like a Embassy Suite. I don't remember.
No, it's not Embassy Suites.
Everyone knows what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the hotel where you go downstairs, you get the free breakfast, and it has that waffle maker.
It's like an Econo Lodge.
It's better than that, but worse than like a Hilton, somewhere in between those two.
Mm.
But it has inside doors. I only stay in hotels with inside doors. Anyway, and then I leave early morning Sunday with the family, with the kids, and I end up in Tennessee at my mother's house, and I spend the entire week there. Jeff Adams will guest host the show during the week. That's happened every year of my life for the last decade. This year,
really?
Yeah, well, he hasn't.
Less than Jeff Adams' part.
Hey, honey, I know you guys know each other for a decade.
He hosts his life for 10 days.
Lurch.
Gotta be nice. Sorry.
Lurch. I thought we were gonna be nice, buddy.
You're gonna be nice.
For the last 10 years, I've gone to Tennessee.
He's fact-checking.
For the last 2 years, Jeff Adams guest hosted this show because I take this whole week off. This year, my life is obviously messed up.
Yeah.
It's messed up because I ended up moving out of my house, living at Eddie's house, now I got a little apartment, and it's just a different life for me this year. It's just different, and I have no problem telling you about this because this is real life, and you know people actually go through this crap. It's not just me. A lot of people have gone through this.
Yeah.
A lot of people have gone through this. So this is my first year staying here and not going to visit my family in Tennessee. Now, my understanding is my mother is actually going to come here with her husband, Tom, who I love. Like tomorrow night or something. So I will be able to see them. But the weird part about it is this day, I have a tradition. Every year, no matter what. My little brother, Josh, love him to death. I have two little brothers, Jeremy and Josh. My little brother, Josh, I love to death. No matter what, every year on this day, about this time, we go to this little restaurant in Knoxville, and we have a seafood tower. And I have a couple of glasses of Sauvignon Blanc. He drinks like bourbon or something. Crown Royal, I should say. And I miss that tradition. I love traditions. Don't you love traditions? Who doesn't love traditions? So this year is a very, very, very strange, weird Thanksgiving week for me. That being said, I take solace in the fact that I have you. I mean, I'm sitting here right now. I know that you're in your car or you're at your house or you're wherever you're at right now. Listening to me ramble on. But I take solace in the fact, and as I've gone through this weird time in the last 6 months, the one constant that I've had is, weirdly enough, you. And I've told you about my plight. And I've told you about like how I felt. You know, I haven't necessarily told you everything, but I've kind of almost told you everything. Yeah. You've heard it all at the end of the day.
You've heard a lot.
And it's been your calls, and it's been your messages to me, and it's been your private messages via DM to me that have like kind of got me through all this stuff, honestly. I mean, and so when you think that I'm just sitting here doing a job or, you know, coming here for a paycheck or whatever, I'm really not. In fact, it probably cost me money at the end of the day. If you really balance it out, it probably cost me money to be here every day because I got other stuff going on. I do. But I come here every day because Beanbag Nation has been freaking amazing to me. Can you imagine that when I sat down that one day, Shane Reeves said, hey, I want to meet. And I was literally doing oil change weekend radio. And Shane said, hey, let's meet. Let's go have a drink. Let's go have a cigar. We went to Corona Cigar in Lake Mary, Florida. And I sat down with Shane Reeve, and he says, I'm starting this new station. And I was like, oh, okay. What, you mean to do a Saturday morning How to Evict Your Tenant radio? He said, I don't know. I feel like there's a good spot for you at 6 p.m. after and he said Shannon Burke. Shannon was still in Atlanta at the time. And I was like, you know, I don't care about Shannon. I don't care about anyone else, but I trust you, Shane. And before I left that meeting, I said, I'm in. We didn't talk about money. We didn't talk about when. We didn't talk about anything other than I'm in. You tell me when I need to tell ESPN Radio I'm quitting. Because I was on ESPN Radio at the time. I said, you tell me when I need to tell him I'm quitting. He's like, all right, done. That was the extent of the conversation. That was the extent of the negotiation. And then I come here, and it's Bubba the Love Sponge, Shannon Burke, me. And like, no one's ever heard of me, like, radio-wise. Yeah. And we come in here and I think that we worked hard at this. I don't know. I mean, I don't. How in the world, Lurch, did we come in here? And then we were doing 6 p.m. to 7 or something at the time. And still, we were like selling stuff. You know, I was like having people in. They were like pay me to come in, whatever. And then one day, Stevie and Shane said, "Do you want to have lunch?" And I was like, "Not really, but I probably should."
If you say Applebee's, yeah.
Food, I don't want it.
They're like, we're going to ask you where you wanted to go, but we already assumed it was actually at Sam Snead's down the street. And they say, "Hey, do you want to have lunch?" And this is maybe 6 months into the station or something like that. And they, "Do you want to have lunch?" And I'm like, "No, but yes, I will." And so I meet. It was me, Shane, Stevie, and they're like, "We have like a little format change.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say who, because you were there for that. Yeah. And they said, do you want to do the daytime show? And I'm like, no. I don't. I just don't. I have stuff I have to do. And I thought about it, and I said, you know what? Follow Bubba the Love Sponge. Maybe I should do this. And then I talked to my team at the law firm, blah, blah, blah. I said, let's do it. And then we roll in here, me and you, at the time.
Yeah, never have worked with each other before. Me,
and I'm like, hi, who are you? And you're like, and I roll in here, and I got to tell you something, man. I think that we had good chemistry, and I'm kind of proud that we could roll in here after me doing oil change radio on the weekends. And I think we've developed an audience. Not only have we kept the audience that was already here, because there's inherently an audience that's going to come when you follow Bubba the Love Sponge. But I think we've not only kept that audience, I think we've developed our own. And it's pretty impressive.
It is,
and I'm not bragging on myself. I'm bragging on us, buddy. And then we bring in this one wearing an oversized hoodie.
From
Niceville. And we further developed. So when I think about what I'm thankful for this holiday season, I'm thankful for you too, for sure. You know, Lurch, I love you. When I bumped into you for the first time after 7 months at the event the other day.
Oh, yeah, it was like if...
There was like some spark happened again. I immediately felt like super connected to you. I fell back in love with you. Yeah. I did.
The bromance started.
And Michaela, I love having you here. And you know how I feel about you, obviously. And it's pretty pretty exciting time, pretty exciting day.
I will say, I am thankful to, not be in hell.
In hell?
Yeah. Well,
what?
I mean, okay. It's a figure of speech. Basically,
well, no, but you just went dark. You just
no,
went real.
Didn't.
No, that was. I'm thankful to not be in hell. What
he's saying? He's saying he's thankful to be
so
here.
No, for 6 months. No. You know, you have to endure like
hell,
physical pain.
Oh.
And,
Woo! That's kind of Jesus. Hello, everybody. Hey, let's
she
talk
was
to God.
On to something.
No, let's
she
talk
had
to God.
Something I'm, to say,
dear God,
Lord,
thank you above for making me not be in hell right now. I saw that white curtain that day, and I didn't know if I was going to go up or down.
I wanted to know what he had to say, and you just took his thunder.
It's okay.
You stole it.
I'm trying to be like straight up with you people. You two.
I am.
Give
as
him.
Well.
It's your.
And then he bust out with the. I'm glad I'm not in hell today.
We're gonna play pass the ball, and if you have the ball, you can speak. However, go ball. Find a ball. Thank you.
There,
go
by
find
the way,
the
he's like
ball.
Two
Thank
for
you.
Six.
Okay. Guess who has the ball? Not you.
Right, there, you got the ball now.
Okay, ready?
No, I was gonna say,
Mister,
so,
I'm thankful for not being in hell, guy.
You don't have the ball. Stop.
Well, coming back, of course, I knew I was coming back, but I didn't know that I was gonna come back to like overwhelming. Welcome back. We missed you. Welcome back. We missed you. So all that kind of has made me like realize that. Yeah, we're only here for 2 hours, but at the end of the day, we have a lot of people that support us and love us, and we support and love them as well. Mm-hmm. And I think now, especially in this time, is when we really need a lot of people to love us and support us, especially when we all are going through.
What do you mean? What do you? What do you mean?
Oh, we're just just in general, general
no,
life.
I mean, I'm just. What do you mean? Difficult things? Like what?
I'm thankful to be back, to have a job, and to be back on the air and enjoying something that I do with people that I enjoy doing it with.
That was very
that
sweet,
buddy. That was beautiful.
That was Thanks. Sweet. That was sweet.
I'm going to pass the rock.
Oh, Michaela? I get the ball. Okay.
All right, so Ooh, what are you yikes. Thankful about?
Well, Lurch, I know I haven't... I mean, I met you briefly, obviously. Yeah. This is going to be some, like, sappy crap, so everyone buckle up. Thank you. Thank you. This really adds to it. Anyway, I feel like I've known you for a very long time, and you have quickly become a very important person in my life, and I value you. Very much, and I love busting Justin with you, and I really appreciate you, and thank you for your service and everything else you're doing, and love spending time with you every day. You're a great person, and I think I wish you nothing but the happiness in the world. Okay, thank you. Stop, Justin.
What?
You know how I feel about you.
Do we?
You know how I feel about you.
Yes.
And I'm very grateful ball. For you. Thank you.
I'm grateful for you as well, I think. I gotta tell you something. This show sucks. No one wants to hear that. I don't. No, no, it does. I think the show sucks. Does anyone want to hear this? Is this boring radio?
Well, I was being thankful. You're the one that wanted to come in here.
No,
and
but
been, like,
I think the show. And, oh, well, I know. No, no. Now here's a problem. Here's a problem with this show. I came in saying I'm not gonna do negativity today. I'm not. I'm gonna come in. I'm gonna be yo. I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for that. And we're gonna all be happy. And yeah, and
I
then
hell.
No, no. Now I look back on the last 20 minutes. I'm like, no one wants to hear this crap. This is boring.
They need to understand this that we boring, appreciate and value sappy, one another.
This is boring, sappy crap, I think, isn't it? We want to talk about your car exploding.
Negative Nancy.
I mean, I think that the Beanbag Nation would rather hear Christmas Carol podcast right now, honestly, as opposed to this.
Go ahead.
I don't know. You tell me.
I could go for a Christmas Carol podcast.
I really liked the passing of the ball saying what we're grateful for. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. It's Justin, your host of the Christmas Carol podcast. Now, I got to tell you something. My favorite is Jingle Bell Rock. I'm passing the ball. You tell me what your favorite Christmas Carol is. I'm passing the rock. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What is your favorite Christmas Carol, Michaela? Slave.
The Jingle Bell Rock.
That was mine. You can't steal mine. You can't think of any. How about, I can't think of any other either.
Okay, Silent Night. Silent Night.
Silent Night. Ertz, that's your rock now.
Hark, the herald angels
Hark
sing.
Hark, the herald angels.
I love it. Everyone in the office.
I love that one too, Lurch. You're on to something here, buddy.
You want to go Christmas caroling?
By
this
the
year?
Way, don't Can forget we? To yes. visit our great sponsors over at the 7-Eleven, because this podcast is only possible with their support.
With their blueberry donuts.
And there's nothing better than doing Christmas in July, isn't that right, Lurch?
Oh, yeah.
I love it. It's one of my favorite things. Hey, who says you can't celebrate Christmas in March?
This is kind of current. You know what? I just, while we're on the topic of Christmas, I just really like to know why the Hallmark Channel is on in this room.
That's a good effing question.
It's Yo, really, I'm, Shando. I'm genuinely. Nah,
Shando, are you listening right now, buddy?
I did it because I had a premonition that it was going to be that kind of a
that
show
was
today.
Very holiday-oriented of you.
Bro.
I really
Hold
like
on,
that.
I want to. I don't. I want to be very clear about something. I almost accused Shannon of or Yo Fry.
Exactly. That's why I stopped you
of putting the Hallmark Channel on last night. Because when we walk in the morning, whatever channel they had on is on here.
No.
Yeah.
You're telling me you came in this morning and you turned the TV to the Hallmark Channel.
Yep.
That is awesome.
It is not.
I did because what, I knew.
No. I want to know what went through your head. How did that happen?
He knew one of us would talk
well,
about it.
Well, you messaged me saying that, like, if I had any stories or anything that, yeah. you know, because in my mind, I was like, okay, today's not going to be that kind of show. It's going to be
kind of a whatever
show. And it's Thanksgiving Eve.
Mm.
So I presume that we would be doing, like, all fluffy, lovey, dovey, thankful for this, thankful for that.
Mm.
So what better channel to put on than the Hallmark Channel?
You know what? That is the most intelligent and emotionally thoughtful thing that you could have done. And as a woman, I appreciate it.
Uh-huh, see?
Well, here we are. We made it.
Oh, my God.
I think
God.
My noise I just made was better than your fake one.
I think so. Right, let me hit some text messages. If you want to say hello, 321-339-1055. No. Where do I begin? There's a lot. BY in Fort Walton. Hello, BY. I'm thankful the liquor stores and bars are open on Thanksgiving in Fort Walton Beach. And Waffle House, too, buddy. There's a Waffle House on every corner. We know that.
I actually really enjoyed Waffle House.
It was great.
Actually, let's go to Waffle House.
By the way,
BY, plans for tomorrow.
Target is closed. Dave the Drummer's here. Hello, Dave. Good morning, gang, and happy Thanksgiving. Touch base with Colin last night, and we're ready to party. I'm going to party with you guys. So if you don't know, Dave the Drummer is coming down for Trump December
12th.
12th.
I won't be here.
And Dave's wife, Claudia, doesn't want to go. And so we put out a memo about this yesterday. And he said, hey, does anyone want to go? And I said, look, it has to be a dude, not a girl. right? Because I don't want to get, I don't want Claudia, the Colombian wife, getting mad at me. Yeah. And Colin said, I'll be there, and I'm going. So we're all going to hang. All right, deal? You're going to take the day off, right?
Are you going to play 21 with them or no?
Oh, dude, we should go 2-on-2. I will go.
Do 2-on-2?
What time is it at?
I don't know. Do you know?
Let's do some 2-on-2 action.
All right, so Colin, will you be healed up enough to play basketball against Lurch and I? We'll go 2-on-2, you and Dave versus me and Lurch.
Can you guys play on the 13th, please?
So, yeah, I'll call President Trump now and see if he can move and change his schedule around.
Mr. President Trump, can you please speak on the 13th so I may attend?
I'll call Bill O'Reilly and Trump now and just see if they can move it over because you have like your hair blown out or something.
Mr. Trump, I have to speak to kids who are getting bullied. I'd really appreciate you moving cause. It to
that's
the,
a legit
to
reason.
The 13th.
Sean is here. Hello, Sean. Good morning, Justin and crew. Try not to get fired today. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy that salmon tomorrow, buddy. Thank you, pal. Chet is here. Hello, Chet. Morning, gang. I'm thankful for my family, having the three of y'all as my radio family. See? And I'm very thankful for leaving FedEx ground after 21 years. Dennis is here. Hello, Dennis. Here we are. We made it.
That can be a new t-shirt.
Have ready, cue that band, go.
Yeah, here we are. We made it. Can you please keep that on repeat? We're going to need that for the next couple of weeks, I feel.
Well, here we are. We made it.
I love that. I really do.
I'm thankful for getting fired today.
I'm thankful for Stevie for saying that. Brilliant.
Well, I guess I'm about to go full-time at the Hyatt.
850 is here.
It's okay. This will be my show.
850 is here. I'm thankful for all the rights in America, especially the First and Second Amendment. Thank you, 850. Who is this? And by the way, those rights are getting taken away day by day by day. They're trying to ship them away from us. We know that. Luke Charleston, South Carolina. Hello, the best Western. That's where you stay. Really? I mean, I'm not opposed to staying at a best Western. So when I'm on a road trip, I like to stay in one of those hotels that has inside doors, but also has the waffle maker downstairs that you don't have to pay for.
It's like that's like the extended stay, no? Like
no.
Yeah. No, my no is rhetorical. I was like, oh, like A?
A?
No.
Bill
I say
is,
A.
Bill is here. Hello, Bill. Residence Inn on Lee Road, LOL.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's where you get the hookers.
That's where you get killed.
Yeah.
How would you know that,
well, I don't.
Mr. Clark?
I'm assuming. Trust me, I've never been there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's where I get my crystal meth and hookers. I mean, come on. You two know me better than that, I think.
I mean.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Adam's here, Fort Myers, Florida. Just wanted to say I'm thankful for Eddie and his little Debbies. Who'd have ever thought Eddie, my neighbor slash roommate, would be such a big part of the show? You know what I mean? Yeah. Ever Dry Jay is here. Hello, Jay. Good morning, y'all. Happy Thanksgiving. Love you. Thank you.
Wait, can I read something? It's okay, on the Facebook, which you won't see. This really nice kid named Hudson wrote, I got bullied, and I'm thankful I met Michaela Nichols to help me with being bullied. I graduated in June of 2021, but I still use the same strategies Michaela gave me my senior year.
That is very, very
sweet. That was
really
sweet.
And
thank
you,
Hudson.
You remember?
I do remember you, Hudson, and you're really sweet, and I appreciate your support, and I hope you have an awesome Thanksgiving and eat all the food, and I hope you're doing okay, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Where did you meet him?
I actually did a virtual, I believe. Uh-huh. Hudson, correct me if I'm wrong. Let us know in the chat. I believe I did a virtual speech for his school.
Mm-hmm. She does change lives. I mean, it's weird.
Yeah.
And we're all here on a dumb radio show busting balls. But at the end of the day, she like changes lives. And I've heard it. I mean, I've literally heard her in action. She goes and talks to these people, these kids, like especially the middle schoolers, and they literally want to kill themselves. And then she goes and talks to them. And it's like, hey, here's my cell phone. Like, literally, if you're struggling, call me later. And they will.
Wow.
And they're like,
we've been in a meeting when I've gotten several calls.
It is pretty crazy. And I know we sit here and joke around, but it's like what she does is kind of real stuff for sure.
It is.
I'm thankful for that. I am thankful that you're able to change lives.
Thank you.
Now back to the show. Jeremy. Good morning, Happy Thanksgiving, Beanbag Nation. I'm grateful for all of you working together to make my day better. Have a blessed Steaksgiving. I'm golfing and having steak by myself in solidarity with my brothers on the air.
Hmm.
Yo, Jeremy, you're going to come hang out with me and Lurch if you want. we're definitely having a steak. There's no question.
I think I'm going to have to join y'all at some point.
Yeah, you're in. Shane B is here. Is this a live show? Happy Thanksgiving. No, Shane, this is a best of. Right, right, George.
None of us are here.
Yeah, we're not here at all. Actually, we're actually at Applebee's right now. This is a best of
Thanksgiving wonton tacos.
Yeah, I'm doing vodka water with the wonton tacos right now. I don't know about you, Shane. Rich B is here. Hello, Rich. This has been an awesome last show. LOL. Thank you. Definitely need to give a shout out to the man who named Lurch. R.I.P. Ledge. I agree.
True.
And
very true.
You know, it's always weird for me when we deal with the Ledge issue because I kind of replaced him. You know, and so it's weird. And I don't like to talk about it because he was a real good guy.
Yeah, but I will say though, I mean, he did. He didn't take it to heart or anything like that. He
took it great.
He was like, all right, that's cool, and I'll keep going.
It was just weird because I took his spot, and then he literally passed away like soon thereafter.
That's really sad.
Like soon thereafter. In fact, it was like our third show because remember, I was like, hey, I don't want to do a show today when he died. I said, I don't want to do a show today. I want you and Mick to do the show in honor of Ledge. I said, I want to take the day off. You guys do the show. It was like right. It was very close.
Yeah. And we did. Mick and I did do it.
Like, how many shows had I done before he passed away?
Oh, I don't know.
Not many. It was like a couple.
He always did say, though, keep swinging.
Yeah. That's no, he was a great dude. Swinging. Great, great guy. Jenna's here. Hello, Jenna. Hey, Justin, I followed Shannon here, and I'm glad I did. In the last 3 years, I've lost 5 family members, including my husband. Wow. You guys crack me up. I'm thankful that I can still laugh. Oh, and don't worry. I replaced my husband with a golden retriever. Happy Thanksgiving. Jenna, I love you, kiddo. You're awesome. Mm. I don't think I've ever talked to Jenna. Maybe I have. I don't know.
I want to give Jenna a hug.
Jenna, Michaela just gave you a virtual hug. Do you want to Zoom or something?
Yeah, I'm like, if you're watching the Facebook, yeah. I'm hugging you, Jenna. Group hug. Another, I have a yellow lab. She changed my life, too.
Another Lee is here. Morning. Your show is fantastic. We love your show. Have a great Thanksgiving. I got to tell you something. It might be the last one. If you keep playing that, crap. Yeah,
well, here we are. We made it.
That's our boss saying, here we are. We made it. On a Friday. Oh, hey, so anyway, Jenna, I it was great getting to know you. I hope you have a wonderful life. Kevin's here. I need to speak to Justin in private. Okay. I mean, I don't know what I don't know how to honestly call Claudia. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't schedule my own meetings. I just don't. I love you, Kevin, but I can't like make plans to speak to you in private, buddy. I love you. I'm thankful for you. I am. It's just like, I don't schedule my own stuff, do I? You know.
You don't.
Like, we have a meeting at noon with a bunch of my partners. I don't schedule that.
Thanks for the reminder. I have to take some meeting notes now.
What do you mean?
I have to be prepared.
Oh. Lee's here. I still haven't looked up Michaela to see what she looks like. Bubba really puts her over. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow, and I'm sure I'll be thankful. At Michaela Nichols dot, excuse me, at Michaela Nichols on Instagram, MakailaNichols. I don't think you'll be disappointed. I'm serious. I'm just
that was
saying.
Sweet. Ish.
I got to take a break. Here's what I want to do. When we return, I have a, oh God, Shane's here. Let me see if he's mad at me. My big boss, it says big boss Shane Reeve.
Shane has really
happy bike. Thanksgiving to the JC show. You're braver than I messing with Stevie. Ever see him hungry?
Damn, I think we're about to.
Shane, I want to be clear. But can we lock this door? Because we're about to go on a break, and then he's gonna want to come in here.
I hope he flies serious. Through the door.
I want to lock this goddamn door. Can we please?
I think we should just. I'll just put a vest on. We'll just slip out.
Let's put something against it.
Barricade you know what I mean? Ourselves.
Let's
in
barricade
here.
Ourselves in here. Okay. Because now Shane's texting, who is even Stevie's boss. So I have like 100 bosses here. Now Shane's saying, you're in trouble because Stevie's going to get mad at you. What have I
done? Well, here we are. We made it.
Got to take a break. A lot more ahead. Thanksgiving Eve. It's Justin Clark for the last time on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Well, here we are. We made it.
I think what we got to do, it's a weird show today, Lurch. I got to tell you. But I told you I walked in this morning that it's the day before Thanksgiving. I'm never here. I'm always on vacation this day. Not this year because my life is weird. And everyone knows about my life. I've told about my everyone about my life. And I'm okay doing a show like this and interacting with Beanbag Nation because we all feel the same way. On the day before Thanksgiving, we're all like kind of checked out of work. We're all figuring out like, what's the status of my life? What was I doing last Thanksgiving? And I'm okay talking about this. I don't care. I don't care to tell you about my life. My life is weird. My kids like kind of like me some days, kind of don't like me some days. And I'm going through that. And everyone has always told me, hey, look, it's going to get better. Like they're going to understand the road what's up. And it's been probably 5-6 months or so. And it's just a weird Thanksgiving. I'm not in Tennessee like I normally am. I'm here, but I'm happy to be here with you. I'm here, happy to be here with you, too. I'm happy to be here with Beanbag Nation. I am. And I actually feel thankful today. I feel really good. And by the way, those of you that are actually at work right now, don't act like you're not checked out. Because I know you're mentally checked out. And you can be honest with me about it. You're not like working hard. You're not working smart. You're like, let me get to tomorrow. Does anyone really work on Thanksgiving anyway? I mean, who does actually work on Thanksgiving?
Friday, the day after.
I'm working Friday. I have meetings set for my office on Friday and Saturday, by the way, just so you know.
I'll be here Saturday.
You'll be here Saturday?
Yeah.
Are you doing weekends here for EC?
Yeah, I'm covering.
Why?
Because I think Heather's going to be out on vacation.
Oh, gotcha. Let's play some happy music. Does this sound happy? I want to hear. I have 1,000 messages about thankfulness. About I love pecan pie or whatever it is.
Deep fried turkey.
Deep fried turkey. I love my deep fried turkey. How about you? Do you like your turkey deep fried?
No.
Oh, really? Well, really? Time out. Hold on. Turn that off. Yeah. You don't like deep fried turkey?
I've never had it.
You've never had it?
No. You think they have it at the Capitol Grill?
Life changing, I tell you. Let's hit some text messages here. Chris in Sanford is here. Hello, Chris, my man, my favorite tow truck driver. I don't know if I can do both. I don't know if I can play music and text messages at the same time. I wanted to keep it happy. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Chris, good morning, guys. I tried smoking toad venom last night. I couldn't keep the frog lit. Hey, look.
I must have really missed some stuff when I left.
Do not, Chris, hold on. We got to be serious for a second. Chris. I know we talked about toad venom yesterday, but I wasn't trying to recommend that you smoke it. In fact, I was saying don't smoke it. Chris, buddy. Chris is like, yo, I listened to your show yesterday.
Was it the buffer?
I tried the toad venom last night. No, don't do that. In fact, I think I said, didn't I recommend to Beanbag Nation to not smoke it?
Yeah, don't do
it. I have zero idea what you're speaking of.
You weren't here for the toad venom story.
Yeah,
oh, you left to get your hair washed. You were gone for that. So after you left to get your hair washed by a professional.
A professional hair washer. Thank you.
We had a story about people who are doing toad venom now. Ugh. It was disgusting. My mother checks in. Hello, Mom. Love you. Greetings. Surprised to arrive at this hotel for the Tennessee-Texas A&M game. Saw a couple of roaches.
Really? The residents in on the
ground. Oh, yes. Did you get free waffles downstairs in the morning, though?
Continental Most importantly, breakfast.
James is here. Heading to chemo for my dog again. It's not looking good. Ah. 8 treatments, no change, need prayers. Yo, James, first of all, let me tell you something, buddy. I absolutely love you. You're a fantastic dude. You're a great guy. I'm so sorry to hear about your dog. And another thing is... It takes a special kind of guy to spend $3,000 or whatever it is to give chemo to their dog when normally most hardworking people are like, you know what? I don't have an extra 3 G's laying around to do the chemo. That's pretty impressive, you know? I don't think James has like millions of dollars in the bank laying around to like, yo, I'm going to give my dog chemo. It takes a special kind of guy to basically save up or use the Disney cruise vacation fund. As opposed to going on vacation, do chemo on your dog. That's a special kind of guy. And we're praying for his dog. Can I get a prayer for James' doggy?
We're praying for your dog and hope.
Your dog's going to recover.
We hope. Sending you love.
That wasn't really that good,
guys. My friend, hang on. This will be good. Right. My friend took his dog, Rambo, to get chemo for his dog, and then he'd always take him for ice cream. So maybe take your dog for ice cream.
James, that's not a bad idea. Maybe after chemo, get your dog some ice cream. My brother, Stacy, Bristol, Tennessee. What up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Justin?
How's marriage?
Oh, doing good. I'm real thankful for that.
Good. Is she being nice to you?
Yeah, we got in a little tiff last night.
What happened? You can't call my show and say we got in a tiff and not tell me like what it was about. That's sort of the whole point of the show. What happened?
I worked nights and I was trying to sleep and she was talking on the phone and being a little loud and I kind of hushed her to about open the door. All I said was, can you tone it down just a little bit? I learned not to do that again.
Let me ask you a question, Sam. This is gonna be a little bit uncomfortable, but I need to ask. I know you guys married a little bit later in life. And I'm not asking about your particular situation. I'm just saying generally, when people get married in their 50s, what is the appropriate amount of times to make love to one another? Because it's one thing when you get married when you're 30, Lurch, you know? Yeah. One thing, because it's going to be every night.
Yeah.
But when you get married in your like, mid-50s, what is the normal amount of time that you want to make love to each other?
Well, when we first started going out, I mean, honestly, sometimes it was two or three times a day.
Woohoo! Hey, Stace, what's up, buddy?
I'd say about twice a week. I'd say
30,
45 minutes.
This is Stacy's life? What do we do? Stacy's the one telling me. Sorry, go ahead.
Is that you
How
dancing?
Could you even hear what he was saying?
I couldn't.
I was overwhelmed.
I was trying to... Go ahead, Stacy.
Yeah, we about 30 minutes a couple times a week.
But I like it.
We work it kind of hard together sometimes, you know, but we do what we can.
Yeah, I hear you. I want to tell you something. I love you, buddy. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Hey, when you get up to Bristol, we got to go out and have a beer.
Dude, that is absolutely happening. I promise you that. Beers. All right, brother. Right, hey, man. I love you. Happy Thanksgiving, pal.
You and Michaela and Lurch, hope y'all have a good Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
He's a great guy. I love that guy. Yeah. He got married recently, but he's like in his 50s, I believe. And I was just curious. I mean, I'm not trying to pry, but I have curiosity.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. But maybe not in your way.
You're newlywed still.
Yeah.
My brother Fish. What up, Fish?
What's up, my friends?
I love you, buddy.
Hey, I just want to say, I love you guys, but I just want to say, you guys mentioned Ledge. I'm going to tell you this right now. Mm. What you're all doing right now is exactly what Ledge would want you to do.
Good.
And he knew that if anybody was going to take his spot at that time, he knew that y'all would be the best to do it.
I appreciate that. Because, you know, it's uncomfortable for me because, again... I essentially took his job, but I mean, he was going to be gone anyway, but I took his job and then he freaking died. So it's weird for me. It feels very uncomfortable and I don't know how to address it. You know what I mean, Lurch? It's been uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It sucks. And he was such an awesome, cool ass dude to me.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, literally from the day I walked in here, before this station went on the air, he was like super, super effing cool to me from day one.
Even with me, like not working in radio like this at all.
Cool
took
dude.
Took me under his wing. And...
But anyway, hey, Fish, what are you doing tomorrow, buddy?
Tomorrow, well, you know, just doing Thanksgiving things, seeing family, see some friends, and try not to eat myself to death. And go to sleep.
You and me both, man. couple naps.
Yeah, because just like you, I got to be back to work. On Friday, 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, medical waste system stuff. Got to keep on going out.
Exactly. All right, buddy. Hey, I love you. I'm still boycotting that Walmart and you know where.
you know what? I think I'm going to be going over there soon.
Well, no, Fish. We need an agreement, buddy. If you're going to start going there again, you need to let me know so I can stop boycotting it. Because it is convenient for me.
You know what?
What?
Go ahead, stop boycotting it. Go over there and get on the wares and socks and everything you need out of there, man.
Onions.
Go ahead and go. Hold on.
Breaking news. Breaking news. Fish, who went to a Walmart in Central Florida. I will not tell you which one.
They accused him of stealing because he looks Spanish, and they called him a beanie. Fish is now officially not boycotting the Walmart, the Super Walmart.
It's under new management.
New management. That is breaking news, Fish. It is. But I'm happy about this because I need to go there sometimes. But every time I go, I'm like, I end up going to the Super Target, and it's like double the price.
Yeesh.
All right, I love you. Bye.
Yeah, I mean,
bye. You don't understand. Like, this is not
BS.
You
don't understand.
No.
Did you hear that?
This is not BS. I love Fish. And he went to a Super Walmart in Central Florida, in Sanford, let's be honest. And they
I'm not going to say where it is, but it's in Sanford.
Because he looks Spanish, they accuse him of stealing and called him a beaner or beanie or something. I forgot what it is. It's like a racist term. I don't even know what it means. Yeah. I have no idea. And I was
Urban Dictionary and look
it up. I don't even know how to go to Urban Dictionary, honestly.
You are on Google.
Listen, can I tell the story?
No.
And they said, he called me and told me the story. And I was like, I'm not going there either. I'm going to boycott it with you. And I have been a couple times, but generally speaking, there's a
not a boycott then.
It's a pretty boycottish thing. Okay. Anyway, there's a Super Target across the street, and the same thing you can buy at Super Walmart. If you buy it at Super Target, it's double the price. That's what I found out. So I need to go back to the Super Walmart.
I see.
But I love Fish, so I've been very torn.
It's a big dilemma.
But not anymore.
Not
now
anymore.
You can go.
Lewis is here in Gainesville. What up, Lewis? Never heard from you, buddy. Lewis from Gainesville here. Hey, Justin, I'm thankful for you guys working so hard today. Also, thank you for Scar, Bella, and the rest of my family, including my brother, Lurch, who I'm so thankful is back safe from training. No cap.
It's one of my little brothers.
Oh, that's your brother? Oh.
You just hear my brother, Lurch.
I thought he meant, like, my bro. My brother. Like, what's up, my bro? You're my bro. I thought it meant, aw. Who is this? Lewis?
Yeah, he's the...
Is it Luis?
Luis.
Luis.
We can say Lewis. He's the second youngest.
I got to tell you, that is the hard thing about Spanish names for white people like me. Like, you can go two ways. Like, Luis is your brother. Yeah. And so I don't want to say his name because I don't want to butcher it. Because you can say Luis or Lewis. And then if you say it the wrong way, they're like, oh, no, it's Luis. I'm like, well, I don't know.
You can say it either way.
Mm-hmm. Like Jesus. I'm like, are you Jesus or Jesus? And it makes it really hard for white people like me.
Are you Jesus?
It makes it really hard for white folks like me. And then you know what I say? What's up, bro? Because I don't want to butcher it. And then you can say it two different ways. Like, Justin is Justin. Right?
Yeah, but that's just Justin. Even if you say it in Spanish, we would say
Justin. You know what? I got to tell you. I just wish we could figure out a way to figure out if that's Luis or Luce. Because I'm done having
not loose.
You should ask them to, like, do the thing where they put, like, the dashes, like, in whatever. Between the words.
Well, see, here's the thing. He put L-U-I-S.
I know. Luis. Well, he should have said pronounced
L-O-U, then it'd be Lewis.
Lewis.
See?
Whatever. You guys are annoying. Justin's here in Pennsylvania. What up, Justin? Wanted to wish you and Lurch and Michaela a happy and blessed Thanksgiving. I'm thankful my son Wyatt and the Florida Man Radio Network. Well, Justin, we're thankful for you, buddy. 830 is here. What up, 830? Try red and green Tabasco. Inject a little. It's just enough spice. Happy Thanksgiving. Who are you, 830? Where is that?
What a great bit of advice.
Where's 830? Eric's dad is here, who I now know as William. What up, William? Miss you, buddy. Happy
so
and
cool.
Happy. Texas. You met him, right?
Yeah.
Happy and safe Thanksgiving to the team. You too, buddy. Send EC my love. Kayla's mom is here. Hello, Kayla's mom. Good morning, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. I have to work tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeesh.
I work in a hospital in Birmingham. Well, we appreciate your hard work, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. And I miss you, too. Mighty Tech is here. What up, Mighty Tech? Love you guys. Strong, powerful company, right? They're great.
Very.
I mean, there's no one else I would hire.
They're mighty.
They're mighty. happy Thanksgiving, guys. Keep up the good work. You too. Trash man Ben stops in. Hello, Ben. Trash never stops. Working just like every other day. Pete is here. What up, Pete? So how do I evict a tenant? He says. That's back to the whole I used to do Saturday, yeah. How to evict a tenant radio.
So how do you?
I don't even know anymore. I just do radio. I'm working all week, but I'm in Canada.
So many messages. I'm sorry. I know I'm missing a lot of you guys, and I love you. Keep sending messages or call. EC's wife is here. Good morning. I'm thankful for my whole station family and especially EC. Hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving. See you soon. I mean, I got to be honest with you, EC's wife. I know you're thankful for your husband, but what about me? Like, where do I fall in that list? I mean, I better be very close behind,
probably
right?
Number 20.
Yeah, Beth, probably not as high up as you.
Beth,
think you
are. The realtor from Vieira is here. Who made us do a nice positive show today because she's been busting my balls for like all week. Right? I mean, she has. All week long, I was like doing regular stories. She said, oh, can you just be like positive one day? And I said, not really.
It's not.
But I'm doing it. I'm being positive today. Am I not?
Yeah, you are.
I'm thankful being able to finally talk politics at my Thanksgiving dinner. Sometimes it's best when someone walks out of your life. LOL. Well, I agree with that. Crazy Chris is here. Is Justin drunk? Not yet. Talk to me later.
He will be.
Yeah. Now, but you're going to meet at Applebee's about noon. Love the crew. Happy Thanksgiving. Michaela is a smoke show.
Thank you.
Yes. How dare you just ignore that? Like, you're just going to be like, oh.
I was yawning.
No.
Not that I don't find you entertaining.
The show is that boring?
No, it's not that boring. I just am tired.
Ryan C. checks in. My testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Okay. Why would you be thankful about that? Oh, my man Robin in Dufuniac Springs is here. 4C Barbecue. Love that place.
What a great guy.
If you're in the panhandle, you got to go to 4C's, by the way. It's amazing.
Fall off the bone.
No, it literally is. Robin brought us some 4C's Barbecue when we were at the Fort Walton Beach at Emerald Coast Harley. And it is like fall off the freaking bone. It is incredible.
It was amazing.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. I'm thankful for 14 years of 4C's Barbecue in the Dufuniac Springs area. Thankful that my bartender hooked me onto your show. Hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Oh, that's awesome, brother. I love you. You're a great dude. Captain Paul is here.
Aw.
What up, Captain Paul? I'm moving to Texas in a couple of weeks. Really?
Yeah, he told us.
But so that was a new number, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
Got it. We got to take a break. I know I'm late. Got to take a break. When we return, Lurch, what do you want to do?
Keep reading these text messages. We have so many.
I'm going to continue to be not a dick. I think my mom's going to call. I think we're going to have other people call in and talk about how they're thankful for whatever they're thankful for.
Yes.
I'm thankful for you two. I'm thankful for Beanbag Nation. I'm thankful for the Florida Man Radio Network. Pecan Pie.
Well, going back to Walmart.
I'm thankful for being able to go back to the Super Walmart in my neighborhood because it's cheap as hell. You know what I mean? But I always felt, and now I can go without feeling guilt because Fish said it's cool.
Now you can steal your Vidalia onions.
What? They have Vidalia onions at the Walmart?
What do you mean? It's a super.
What do you mean? What do I mean? You said the other day you've never been there.
Yes, I have. Once.
You said once when you were 8.
And there is a grocery store in there.
Well, a while ago, we did stories of him stealing onions from the self-checkout lane.
I didn't steal. The self-checkout machine wasn't working, apparently. Quick break. And the news. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Well, here we are. We made it.
I'm so fired. But that was, Lurch, that's you. That's not me doing that. I'm not hitting that button.
I'm so fired.
That is, yeah. By the way, Stevie, my boss.
Guess who's not fired?
You, yeah.
Me. I win.
Hour number two for a Wednesday. Feels like a Friday. Thanksgiving Eve. We are here live, by the way. Everyone's asking, oh, is this a best of? No, we're here live. Lurch, are we live?
We are live.
I have Michaela here to my right. Lurch, directly in front of me, Beanbag Nation along for the ride. 321-339-1055. My commitment today was I'm not going to be an a-hole. I'm going to be nice. We're going to talk about thankfulness.
So far.
And so far, I mean, yeah. I'm kind of perfect on that. Yeah. I have not been a dick.
Yeah. Yep.
I've been nice, have I not?
Yep.
Because you know what? I feel pretty good today. I really, really do. You two make me feel good. I love you. I fell back in love with Lurch when he got back in town. I did. Even Michaela fell in love with you, I think. Mac.
I did.
Even she fell in love with you, buddy.
I'm thankful for that.
And now your life is a little bit different. We don't talk about that.
Not yet.
But we get to... What?
So not yet, at least. But soon.
But we get more time to hang out together is what I'm getting at, right? You and I can hang out more together now. More, yeah. For whatever reason, and I guess Beanbag Nation can form their own opinions on that. Michaela, tell me not to. Say, Justin, don't do it.
Justin?
Yes.
Do it. I wasn't paying attention to what we're doing.
We were talking about how Lurch's life is different now, and I said, tell me not to talk about it.
Oh, yes, please don't do it.
I should not be talking about it, right?
Do not do
it. Let me hit a couple of text messages here. A lot of thankfulness coming in. Here, Cheryl checks in. I am thankful to wake up every morning, but most importantly, I'm thankful for my family, friends, and Michaela's new ventures and happiness, and wishing everyone a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving. A childhood song. A turkey is a funny bird. His head goes wobble, wobble. And all he says is just one word. Gobble, 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 gobble. You knew that?
I did. She used to sing it to me.
Really?
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Go ahead. Hold on. No, no, no.
I have to read it. I haven't done it in a minute.
Hold on, please.
Can I read it?
Yes.
Hang on.
Where is it? There you go.
Oh, my God. I'm adjusting my mic. Ready? Can you start it and then I'll
never
know
mind.
It.
You know what?
No, please. I want to sing it.
You're going to sing on the
air. A turkey is a funny bird whose head goes wobble, wobble, and all he is gobble, gobble, gobble.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was really well done.
I really wanted to read it and do my mom justice, but I can't.
The audience really loves the adjusting of the microphone as well.
Good. I hope they heard
absolutely
it.
Terrific. Speaking of thankful, my mother's here. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Justin and team.
Let me tell you something. So sometimes when I get a little negative, I know you listen to the show every day. And I love that. I appreciate it. I do, because I know you got a lot of stuff going on. But sometimes I can get a little negative. I can. And you will send me a private text after the show. Be like, yo, you got to stop that. Today's been positive, Mom. Don't you agree?
Oh, I agree. I'm loving it. And I feel the love that you guys are being grateful, thankful, and feeling blessed.
And so the whole pecan pie thing, I said, we had the Beth, the realtor or whatever, was texting in saying, you know, stop being so negative. Talk about thankfulness. And a story that you tell a lot is before I ever did radio, I left Boston and I came back to visit you in Tennessee because I always come there for Thanksgiving other than this year. By the way, next year, I'm going to start that tradition again. You know, I'm going through a weird time in my life. I was listening to local Knoxville, Tennessee radio. And local Knoxville, Tennessee radio is a little bit, let's call it different, okay? Right, Mom?
Yes, I agree.
And I got out of the plane, and I was driving to your house, and I was like, Mom, I can't make this up. I was literally on my way to your house, and they were doing a show. Like, it was the most famous local Knoxville radio guy. What are y'all thankful for today? And someone called in and said, hey, Phil. It's me, Kevin. Long time, first time, long time. I'm thankful for pecan pie. I love that pecan pie. And I told you that story, didn't I not, Mom?
Oh, yeah. We laughed the whole thing.
First time,
about
long
that
time.
Story. That was
hilarious. It was so good, Lurch. And I was living in Boston. You know, I thought I was like hot stuff.
Yeah.
And I get off the plane, and I'm like, woo, I'm back in Tennessee here. I'm the man. Hey, Phil. Hey, Phil, it's Kevin. First time, long time. Long time, first time. I love pecan pie. And I was like, oh, my God, where am I right now? Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm listening to your story.
But anyway, you remember that, right, Mom?
Oh, absolutely. We had the best laugh about that. And then I was talking about test pies, and I don't think anyone even knew what that was one day.
Tell us, Mom. I'm thankful for chess pie. Go ahead, Mom. What is it? What's in a chess pie?
It's almost like a pecan pie, but it doesn't have all the nuts in it.
Can we have this debate really quick as well? Is it pecan or pecan? Do we know?
I think I say pecan.
People say it differently.
Yeah.
But is there a right way or a wrong way or not?
Well, I'm going to see. So you know it's going to be a southern way that I'm going to pronounce.
Anyway, so I'm not there. I'm always there this day. This is the time I'm always having a seafood tower with my brother Josh. I'm very a little depressed about that. That being said, my understanding is you are coming here tomorrow.
Yes. There's more. See you, Jennifer.
Oh, you're going to leave the tunnel and come straight here.
Yes, I will.
Good. Did your husband? No, Mom, blink twice if you're in a tunnel locked up.
Is something going on with my phone?
Mm-hmm. There is something going on with your phone. Did she just blink twice? Guys, we might know how to save her. Your husband is like the nicest guy.
Heard her blink?
Tom is the nicest guy ever. He would be the last guy I would expect to lock you in a tunnel, Mom. Are you okay?
Well, I don't know what is going on with my phone is the problem. Mm.
We can get in the Bentley and be there fast.
There is something going on.
Put it in sport mode.
Can I call you right back, please? May I?
Okay. We love you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, I'll call you right back. Bye.
What just happened?
I think she's in a tunnel locked up, people. No, I'm serious.
Man, no, she's still nice.
Honestly, her husband is the nicest guy ever. I mean, he is. But I've seen enough Snapped episodes and Dateline.
Tom would never.
I don't think so. But she was in a tunnel, clearly. I mean, she was clearly in a tunnel, yes? Do you think she was locked in the tunnel?
I don't think so.
Don't think so.
Usually a tunnel, you can't get locked in.
Okay.
Because it's a tunnel.
But you know, you
unless
probably
there's an avalanche.
You could put a door on the tunnel. I'm sure you can.
Not an avalanche. What's it called when everything like collapses?
I don't know. Let me hit some I'm way so far behind on your messages. I'm sorry. I do love you. If I don't hit your messages, it doesn't mean I don't love you. I do. Ramos, California. Hello, Ramos. Wishing you all Justin Lurch, Michaela, spelled properly, a safe and happy Thanksgiving. For what it's worth, you all have an open seat at my table here in California. Thank you, buddy. Bob, Pensacola. Hello, Bob. Happy Thanksgiving. We close on our house this morning. I love that, Bob. I'm happy for you, buddy. Random J checks in. I'm thankful for Pornhub and Bagel Bites. Okay.
Bagel Bites.
I mean, we don't disagree, Random J. You know, we're going to act like we disagree. Sean is here. Happy Thanksgiving. Darker than black. Huh? Darker than black? What up, brother? Who is this? Darker than black here. I'm thankful for God.
I'm thankful for God, too.
Yeah, me too, but...
Me three.
Beth, the realtor. Thank you and happy Thanksgiving. So many messages, guys. I'm sorry. Keith in Dallas. Keith here. Happy Thanksgiving, you all. Thankful for being part of the Beanbag Nation. Happy Thanksgiving to Justin, Lurch, Michaela. I raise my smoked porter ale as I toast you three.
Aww.
Toast you too, buddy. Let's go to the phones.
Cheers.
Steve is here in Windermere. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, Dad.
Oh, it's your father.
It's my dad.
Go ahead, Steve.
I just want to wish happy Thanksgiving to you guys and all of Central Florida.
Hey, you are the best. Thank you very much, Steve. Anything to say to your father? He called into your radio show. Mm-hmm. I need you to say something back to him. That's very sweet.
I'm very, very grateful for you, Dad. You've been an amazing role model in my life, and I really appreciate you each and every day. Even though sometimes I might not listen to you, I am listening to you. I love you very much.
You know what this is all about, right?
What?
This is because I probably have to watch your dog.
Hey, you know what? You love Little Bug, so she misses you.
I miss her. It's funny. I said, did you miss me? I said, no, I missed Stella.
She is a great dog.
Good deal. All right, Steve. Thanks for the call, buddy.
All right. See ya.
Let's go to... Oh, that was good, by the way. That was really
such a cool cat.
That was an emotional speech by you back to him, though. That was fantastic, I thought.
He's a cool dude.
That was fantastic. Let's go
He used to drive me to school? I'm going to embarrass you, Dad. Mm. Ready? This is real karma. He used to, like, we'd, like, put on rap music.
Yeah.
And so I would
we would or you would? Let's be honest.
I would put on rap music. And so to try to be hip, he would try to rap along. And so when he would drop me off, he's like, say bye to Rap Daddy. That was his nickname.
Rap Daddy? I saw him wrong. Rap Daddy.
Any Young Dolph? Young Dolph?
I don't know why that story just popped in my head, but I'm also grateful for that, Dad, because you're really cool.
For what? For Rap Daddy?
For rapping with me.
He would actually rap with you? And yes. I need, you know, I got a lot of stuff to do here, but I can't let that go. So you would get in the car on the way to school and rap with your father.
Yeah.
And he would actually rap back.
Yeah. He's super cool. Steve's a great guy.
And so what was...
Did and you Mom, have, like, if you're listening, love you too. Not to
did you have a favorite, like, rap song?
Oh, all of them.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
So I try to get creative
Delete.
There. And,
Let's just take these phone calls.
Let's go to New Mexico. Shane is here, my brother. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing well, except I just played a rap song and it went right to the N-word as soon as I started it. So other than that, I'm great.
Sounds like everything my daughter listens to.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, I wanted to... Hey, so it is actually pecan.
Mm. How do you know that? I want to clear this up for all of us. Like, how do we know it's pecan?
So New Mexico has some of the largest pecan farms in the world.
Yeah.
So that's where I know. Half my friends are pecan farmers. They've got farms in Australia, all over the place. So it is now pecan.
How's it going in New Mexico with all the migrants or whatever?
It's. I mean, you don't really. They hide it throughout the entire state, so they keep it low profile. Because I'm right here by the border.
Right.
So, but it's. I mean, it's just insane. So I'm ready to get out of here.
Where are you gonna move?
I want to move to Florida. I'm just waiting for my son to graduate, and we're getting the hell out of here.
Sweet, bro. Hey, when you get here, I've got some connections. We'll hook up.
Very nice. Well, I will see you guys here in a couple of weeks for the Trump thing.
Oh, sweet. All right. Looking forward to it, Sean. Shane, make sure we hook up, man.
Cool, man. You guys have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, brother.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Nice guy.
I'm really hoping that Mr. President Trump will consider moving it to the 13th for me.
It's not going to happen. Bob Pensacola, homeowner today. My man.
Yes, this is Bob in Pensacola wishing you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving.
That was incredible. You're fantastic.
I felt that.
When you were talking about Tennessee, this is cracking me up. It's like whenever I want to listen to an Iowa football game, I get the same thing because I grew up in Iowa. It's like, Iowa football brought to you by Henderson's Feed Store. You know,
exactly.
Feed stores. Tractor stores.
Yeah, I could not agree more. Yeah, I feel the exact same way. So how do you feel being a homeowner? You were renting a house. You closed on a house today. Do you feel different?
Oh, yeah. Sweet. It feels great. I don't know what all this... There's a lot of excess noise coming in. I don't know what that is. Mm, but
it's from your new house celebration.
Yeah, from my new house. Oh, yes. Great. We signed the papers this morning.
Boom.
So we finally, after about 3 months of trying to get a house, finally wound up in the neighborhood we originally started in and wanted to move in. So now we're going to be moving over Thanksgiving. So
and by the way, everybody, if you want to get a 2.5% interest rate and buy a new house like Bob in Pensacola, all you need to do is go to
www.pecanpie.com.
Pecan pie.
Yeah.
I love you. That's right.
We love you, Bob.
All right, man.
All right, happy Thanksgiving.
Great holiday.
All right, you too, brother. Who's next here? So many people. Oh, my mom is back. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hi, Justin and team.
Did you, again? I want you to be transparent with me. Were you locked up in a tunnel or were you not?
Hey,
you're my mother, and I love you.
I'm good now.
He let you out? Oh, good.
He let me out. I'm out and about.
I got to tell you, I mean, you dated some guys that I would, back in the day, that I would be like, maybe she is in a tunnel. I got to tell you. Yeah. Right, Mom?
Oh, hey.
You remember that one guy you dated and I threatened to beat his ass?
Oh, Justin,
sorry.
I do.
Okay.
I'm glad he went away.
Yeah. You threatened somebody?
Today absolutely. Is not the day for this.
I mean, happy Thanksgiving, Mom. My mom dated this guy and I hated him and literally... I don't remember what happened, but I was on the phone with him, and I said, "I where are you right now? I said, I'm coming to your house right now. I'm going to beat the hell out of you.
Did he laugh?
Basically.
I'd laugh.
Sorry, Mom. Happy Thanksgiving.
What? Hey, you had my back. What
of course I did. But how does that feel, like, having a son who literally was, like, threatening to go beat up your boyfriend's... I was about to kill this guy. I would have killed him for you.
Hey, you know, it's normally me being mama bear. Yeah. I think that day you were being the child bear trying to protect mama.
I would have killed the guy. I would have killed him. I swear to you, I would have killed this guy. I mean, it wasn't like a physical thing, but I was very mad at this guy that she was dating. And I said, I'm going to come kill you right now. I swear to God.
You were protecting me.
Yeah, because I love you, because you're my mom.
Oh, and I love you. Hey, what's that noise again? I hear music.
It's the tunnel, Mom. There's nothing going on here. Mom, oh, it's not us.
I hear background stuff.
All right. Well, I just want to say I love you. Anything else?
Oh, and I love you so much. Right. And you guys demonstrate what Friendsgiving is all about.
Right. Exactly.
With you and Lurch and Michaela. Aww. And I love you so much. And I'm so proud of you, Justin. Aww. And you have a great heart, a great spirit.
Go on.
And I'm proud of you every single day.
I love you. I will see you tomorrow. I am so excited I get to see you, even though I'm not there like I normally am because of my life situation. I get to see you and Tom this weekend. I can't wait.
Yes, I know. We cannot wait.
And, hey, by the way, if you don't mind, tell Tom that I was just joking about thinking he might have locked you in a tunnel.
Yeah, he's going to call you and
tell him. Yeah, he knows.
Okay.
I see okay,
good. All right. We got to go.
Love you guys.
I love you too. I mean, seriously, this one dude she dated, I think she might have actually married the guy, to be honest with you.
How old were you?
Let's, like, really
I would say I was about 21.
Okay.
And I got so mad at the guy. I said, where are you right now? He's like, why? Because I said, I'm going to come kill you right now. I was actually on a golf course. And I got so mad and angry.
How'd you been?
And you know what? I don't remember exactly what he did. I remember being very angry.
It's not Thanksgiving of you.
You're right.
Murder is not allowed. I mean, we're laughing,
so it's still funny.
I wanted to go kill this guy. I did. I didn't because I didn't want to go to jail, but I wanted to at that moment. It's true. I got to take a break. A last break before Thanksgiving. When we return, your calls, your text messages at 321-339-1055. We'll come wrap it up and send it over to Ed Till. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Well, here we are. We made it.
They're all dead. We're dead. We're toast.
Toast.
We're all toast. He keeps playing. That's our boss at our sister station.
You know
saying,
you love it.
I do love it. And it, by the way, Stevie, that is Lurch that keeps playing that over and over. It's not me. So if you're going to fire anybody, actually, just fire none of us. We're having a good time today, at least. We don't always have a good time here, but today we're having fun, yes?
Yes.
Because you were like, well, we need to be nice today. Like, duh, don't focus on the negative. And I was like, screw you. But then I said, you know what? It's not a bad idea because we are here live the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I am normally in Tennessee with my family, but I'm here with my radio family. Wow. I love you guys.
That's we love beautiful. You too.
I love Beanbag Nation. Speaking of my family, look who just called in. It is my little brother, Josh. What up, brother?
Hey, how's it going?
So let me tell you something about it's going well. Easy for me to say. How about you?
Doing all right.
So let me tell you, this is my brother, Josh. I have two little brothers, Jeremy and Josh. Jeremy is the middle brother. Josh is the youngest. I'm the oldest. And Josh, I think we can both agree, Jeremy is sort of the golden child. Is that correct?
Yes, I tell Mom all the time. And I think she's tired of hearing it, to be honest.
Yeah. So my mother likes the middle one the best, I think. I mean, there's no doubt because he's like the most perfect. He has like 18 kids. He does
18.
Yeah, 18 kids, okay. And he's like the best. Like he's been with the same girl since he was like 8.
Mm-hmm.
no, seriously, he literally met his wife, my middle brother, not Josh. What I'm talking to, my middle brother met his wife at TCBY Yogurt when he was 15, and he was such a little wuss that he would go there and help her mop the floors when they closed TCBY because he was so into her. And he's still with her to this day, and they have 18 kids.
Well, look what happened. Still together, and they have 18 kids.
Yeah, and he still loves her
that's
so much.
A win.
So maybe I'm just being jealous. But that being said, my little brother Josh,
you're being a little jelly.
I'm not jelly. I'm not. I'm just saying he is the golden child. My little brother Josh, though, he and I were always a little bit different. Like maybe we like to have a cocktail or two, whatever. But Josh also met his wife Lisa, who I love to death, my sister-in-law. When they worked at the Melting Pot when they were like 20, and she didn't have a car or something, and she'd have to walk home from work, and he would literally like walk her home, and they fell in love. And the other day, I was with Josh, and he said, buddy.
The other day?
Like, I don't know, months ago, whatever it was. It was a while ago. And he said, hey, buddy, look at her. I love her. I chase her every day, he says to me. And that resonated with me because, like, what a great dude. And a lot of dudes don't think about relationships like that. Like, you know, you'll love your wife And you feel like you chase her every day. And I thought that was awesome. And it's a statement you made that I will always love about you.
And we don't have any kids, so I have a dog. I have the time.
Yeah, dude, bro, you treat Sienna, your dog, like two kids. By the way, your dog is treated better than 90% of the kids in America.
Damn,
I hear you. She misses Stella. I know that.
Anyway, so let me tell you something. Now, every single Thanksgiving, no matter what, you and I, about right now, because I'm always in Tennessee, we go get a seafood tower at a place called Connor's in Knoxville. And then I have four glasses of Sauvignon.
We'll call it between
he has a bottle.
Okay, a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc. And you get, I don't know, 3 to 4 Crown Royal on the rocks, I believe. Is that your drink of choice?
That is?
Yeah, and we have a seafood tower, just me and you, and it's, like, honestly one of the best days of my life. And I want to tell you straight up, I freaking miss it. But I swear on my life, we're going to run this back soon. I'm going to come up there and visit. We're going to do, no matter if it's Christmas or New Year's or whatever it is, I'm going to come up there, and we are going to get our seafood tower. Fair?
Fair. Good. The only thing is, you know, we go there and have a couple of drinks, and then sometimes we decide we're going to go do something else.
Right, like bowling.
Or some kind of trouble to get into, because 2 to 5 drinks typically isn't enough, right?
Never. And by the way, when we get together, it always becomes an adventure. We'll leave it at that, right?
Absolutely.
Are you working today, or what's up?
I am working today. Hopefully not too much longer, but still a couple more hours here at least.
And
then we're going to Mom's for dinner.
Oh, good.
Getting out of town.
Where are you going?
They are. I said we're going to Mom's for dinner. We got Elise and Granny in town with us here.
Nice. That's Lisa's mom and grandmother. They're, like, super cool, by the way. Mm. And I miss seeing them. I miss the whole regular I'm normally there for.
It's not too late. You can still fly up.
Okay.
I know. When you first texted me this morning, I thought for sure you were like, hey, change plans. I'm coming in town.
Yeah. Nope. We'll see. You never know about me. It could happen. But anyway, my relationship with both my older brothers is pretty crazy. And, like, we've never even had a fight. Like, I love them so much. Like, I love them to death. Never had a fight. And even though we don't talk every day, you know I love you, bro.
Absolutely. And I listen to your show every day. So
I'm shocked. I had no idea. Like, he doesn't, like, text me and say, hey, heard the show today. Never, not once. My mother will text me, hold on. She'll be like, honey, do you know Josh listens to your show every day? I'm like, I had no idea. I had no clue he listens. I had no idea.
Well, I am a long-time listener, first-time caller.
First time, long time.
All right, brother. I love you. I'll see you soon, pal.
All right, love you too.
Hey, tell Lisa, her mom and grandmother, I love them too.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, we'll do. Y'all got to keep Justin in line, all right?
Yeah, exactly. We'll try. Someone's got to try. All right, later. I love that kid. I do. You don't understand. My little brothers and I are like this. We are so tight. And we've never had a fight, never even an argument. I love them so much. It's unbelievable. And I don't get to talk to them every day. You know, I do love them.
That's good, though, man.
I know.
That should be.
Mm-hmm. I just got a little sad, to be honest with you.
You can still get on.
Can someone get me a seafood tower?
We should get chicken
nachos. No, I'm serious. We have a meeting, like, literally right after the show.
I know.
With Dallas, Vivian, whoever else. And of course, I scheduled it at Applebee's.
Honestly, I'm a little annoyed.
Can you get closer to the microphone, please?
I'm a little annoyed.
Mm. Why? Because it's Applebee's?
Yes.
Then find a place close by that we can do it at Seafood
Tower. I wanted to go to Sam Snead's.
No, but they don't have a seafood tower there either.
Okay, well,
can you Google seafood tower nearby?
Yeah.
Thank you. Lurch's sister Kayla's here.
Hey.
Hello, Kayla. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. So thankful my big brother is back. Thankful for my two boys and thankful to have you guys to listen to every day.
Aw.
Does she listen?
Yeah. Yeah, like, she does.
Every day.
No, she does.
For real?
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm in North Carolina.
I'm not going to North Carolina for a seafood tower.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh.
407 is here. Oh, Lurch's youngest brother, Axel.
That's right. He's the youngest one.
Axel?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very Spanish. Does it? Axel? Like Axel Rose?
Axel. Why does he have to have a Spanish name?
I don't know.
Racist.
And what was the name we were saying earlier?
Luis. Axel checking in, wishing everyone a happy early Thanksgiving. I'm very thankful for my family and friends. I love you all. By the way, Justin, get down and give us 20. We don't have enough time.
Can you please?
We don't have enough time. The show's almost over.
In your
quick.
Beth, the realtor from Vieira is here. JC, I'm so glad you took my advice on being thankful today. I did.
It only took him all week.
Crystal Cool Whip is
only
here.
2 days.
Catching up on the podcast and the new voices. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving, Crystal. Kevin checks in.
First time, long time.
Tell Justin I need to know if he has any interest at all about trying out for a role in a motion picture in Atlanta. I do need to know ASAP.
Yes. Can you just try out? Yeah. I want to see your tape.
Is it ab forward? Because if you want to borrow my abs, I'm cool with that.
You got all the abs?
Dave in Wisconsin. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Love the show. Thank you. Love you, too.
Guess what?
What? You found a seafood tower.
Yeah.
Where?
And it's an oyster bar. Never mind. Everything doesn't open till 5.
Sean is here. That is the correct way to say pecan. My grandparents owned a pecan farm in El Paso.
I didn't know
pecans were so popular in New Mexico. Did you?
Now we know.
Cards man Michael is here. A hug for Thanksgiving to Justin, Michaela, and Lurch. Aww. I wish you an awesome holiday season. You as well, buddy. Appreciate that. Blake is here in Winter Garden, Florida. You pee in a can, not eat them. Oh, I see what you've done there.
Oh.
Bill is here. Pecan pie you eat. Pecan under the bed at night. 3-2-1 checks in. I'm thankful to wake up every morning. Most importantly, I'm thankful for my family and friends and Oh, that's your mom again. Sorry, I already read that. Thank you, Cheryl.
You're not going to read her message again.
Well, yes.
Can you sing the song? Let's sing the song as a group. The turkey song?
Gosh.
Did you save her?
I did. Okay. But I just...
Her name is Cheryl.
The turkey is a funny
bird. You have to sing.
The turkey is a funny bird. His head goes wobble, wobble. All he says is just one word. Gobble, gobble, gobble. I can't believe you just convinced me to do that. That's bullshit.
You heard it here, folks. Justin Clark just sang.
Justin Clark just embarrassed him. Justin Clark got fired.
Can you have Stevie say we made it and then the turkey gobble?
Chris Jackson, FYI, I've had several toe zones in neighborhoods and apartment complexes around Super Walmart that you're talking about. Look for the toe zone sign when you enter the neighborhood. All right. Chad, Defuniak Springs, my favorite bartender. Hey, guys, happy Thanksgiving. I missed some shows in the last couple weeks starting a new job, but I'm back and really thankful for all the shows on Florida Man Radio. Have a great weekend. Guess you too, Chad. Have a great Thanksgiving. Ryan in Indiana. Thank a utility worker. We are always working. People are grouchy when the lights go out. That is true. Dennis checks in. Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate you. Dennis is here. Here we are. We made it. Have a great Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for Jack Daniels. Me too. Nate in Georgia. Hey, Nate. Thanks for the live show today. You got it, brother. Anytime. Shane B is here. I drive an 18-wheeler. No time to check out at work. Adam's here. In Fort Myers, Florida. I'm listening to I Made It Cash Money Heroes featuring Birdman. What?
It's a great song.
Is it? I wish I had that queued up. Jeremy's here. My golden retriever just turned 3 on Saturday. I quit doing everything except what I invited him to do, hang out with her more. Good deal. Jenna earlier checked in, said, thanks for the hugs. I'm done being sappy. That was nice. Shane in New Mexico. Why do we have such a big New Mexico audience, by the way?
Why not?
You all have a happy Thanksgiving. See you for Trump. Can't wait. Karen is here. Hello, Karen. Jeremy's invited to come to my house for Thanksgiving. See, Beanbag Nation sticks together. We noticed that.
That's sweet.
Steven in Fort Walton Beach. Handsome, strong, sexy, great-haired man.
Beautiful man.
Steven, I love you, buddy. Thankful for my kids getting in last night. Son from Fort Polk, Louisiana, U.S. Army. And daughter from Mississippi State. That is awesome, Steve. Can't wait to hang out with you again. Tim is here in Apopka. Happy Thanksgiving. Thankful for my family. If you and Lurch need a place to eat turkey, you're welcome to come to our house. Darren's here.
Aww.
I'm thankful that my friend Karen invited me to see Trump with her. Nice. Did you tell her husband yet? Randy, the engineer in Fort Walton Beach. And I missed so many messages. I'm sorry. Let me get in on this. Love you guys. Have a great Thanksgiving. I'll see you Friday the 10th. We can't wait, Randy. We're going to hang out, me and you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll see you back on Monday.
Wait, now, real quick. I know we got to go. But was that a crappy show when we don't hit any news at all? Or is that fun? I don't know.
It was great.
I enjoyed the show.
You enjoyed it?
I enjoy the both of you as well.
Let me tell you two something. I can't wait. Lurch and I are definitely hanging out on Thanksgiving. I can't wait. I love you both. I really do. I love you. Lurch, I felt like so hard in love with you again this time when you came back. I don't know. I feel more close to you now.
Can you just hug it out?
In a minute.
Yeah, we're like...
Michaela, you did a great job today. Nice to hear from your mother and father as well. But people do want to find out more about you. They want to find out about your book, your coloring books, about your speaking engagements. What is the best way to follow you?
BlatantlyHonest.org or on Instagram, Facebook, at Michaela Nichols.
Lurch, same question.
Nando LaFern on Instagram, Fern FMR on Twitter. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. If you want to follow me, it's at ATTY Justin Clark on Instagram and Twitter. I love you. I do. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you for spending your mornings with me. It doesn't go unnoticed. I really do love you. Do me a favor. Would you stick around, though? Because Bill O'Reilly is coming up next, followed by my man, the legend himself, Edward Friggin' Till. Ed Till, literally, on this air. Can you believe it? Shando takes over that. He's the anchor tenant around here. The party starts again after a couple of days off on Monday morning with the big man himself, Bubba the Love Sponge. Michaela, I don't know much, but I do know one little teeny tiny thing.
And that is?
I'll see you right back here again Monday morning on the Florida Man Radio Network.